The president speaks out on the China balloon. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. U.S. fighter jets shooting down a Chinese spy balloon off the coast of South Carolina Saturday. The balloon had spent days floating across the nation. While speaking to reporters at a flight tarmac in Hagerstown, Maryland, President Biden discussing the advice given to him from the Pentagon regarding when to shoot it down.
When I was briefed on the balloon, I ordered the Pentagon to shoot it down on Wednesday as soon as possible. They decided, without doing damage to anyone on the ground, they decided that the best time to do that was as it got over water outside within 12-mile limit. They successfully took it down.
Beijing claims the balloon was used for weather research and that it veered off course. China issuing threat of further action. Firefighters are still dealing with a raging fire following a train derailment in Ohio. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
That derailment in the Ohio village of East Palestine just after 9 p.m. local time Friday night, prompting a mandatory evacuation in the area. About 50 cars derailed, causing a large fire. This resident was driving with a friend in the area when the train derailed.
We just looked to our left and a giant explosion at like probably at least 200 feet. And we just were like, oh my God, like what do we do?
Residents beyond the evacuation zone are being told to shelter in place.
An off-duty NYPD officer was shot in the head while trying to buy a car. He is now in critical condition. Here's New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
An officer conducting a simple errand and a dangerous person pulled out a firearm. As we see so far and so often in the city, too many illegal guns are in the hands of bad people.
No arrests have been made. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
As Russia continues its attacks on Ukraine, the U.S.'s latest $2 billion plus aid package includes longer reaching rockets. Fox's Jill Nato has details.
The new weapon is called the Ground Launch Small Diameter Bomb, but its punch is anything but small. Reuters reports the bomb's going to be launched on rockets that can carry it nearly 100 miles. That's twice the distance reachable by the rockets Ukraine now fires. The rockets are expected to be able to get to all of Russia's supply lines in eastern Ukraine. The rockets also come with GPS. That means they can hit hard-to-reach targets like command centers. It also means Russian forces will have to adapt or face serious losses.
The investigation into the shooting death of a New Jersey councilwoman continues. Fox's Molly Line has the latest.
The FBI is now offering assistance in this case as investigators, as the prosecutor's office, are delving into all aspects of Eunice Dwumpur's very full life, trying to find the murderer that shot this young Sayreville councilwoman inside of her white SUV. This happened just outside of her home shortly before 7:30 on Wednesday night. The 30-year-old Republican was serving a two-year term that had started in 2022. She was recently married, had a 12-year-old daughter, and was very active in her church. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy was stunned by the brutal murder. Friends describe her as a woman of faith. No suspects have been named at this point in time.
Neighbors of the councilwoman believe the shooting was targeted. An airport in Austin, Texas, the site of a close call Saturday.
The FAA says a FedEx cargo plane trying to land had to reverse course after a second plane was cleared to depart from the same runway. The Boeing 767 cargo was several miles away when it was clear to land. Just before that, a Southwest Airlines flight was given the go-ahead to take off. The FAA and the NTSB are investigating the incident.
That's Fox's Chris DeMeo. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.